We're in the middle of Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph. So yesterday we saw that there are certain foods that if it's a food which is not normally eaten as part of a meal, it's not lalafes ben asapas, so you need to make a bracha on it in the middle of a meal. So one example of this is ice cream or candy or something like that. So even if you're eating it for dessert, you would need to make a bracha on it, you need to make a shahakal on it. Cake is a different question which we'll need to discuss, but at least in terms of candy and ice cream, you would need to make a bracha. The same thing would be true regarding fruit which is not normally something which comes a lapis when it's a pas. It's not something that's supporting the fruit, the bread, rather it's a separate thing. So if you eat fruit like a fruit cocktail or something, the Shulchan Aruch sounds like, and the Mishnah Berurah sounds like, you'd need to make a bracha on in the middle of the meal. So we discussed that this comes up by an appetizer. So the Mechaber says in bitchilas achilaso achal haperos in pas uvasov achal imaim pas afilam beitzayim achal mem below pas ein shum bracha aflif neim. So the way to get out of this issue of eating like a melon as an appetizer or something is by eating a piece of bread with the first piece of melon and then eating a piece of bread together with the last piece of melon. So then even if you're not eating bread with all the pieces of melon, you would not need to make a new bracha. However, there are some more machmir to even eat every piece of melon with bread. It was once by a meal by Rav Aaron Feldman in Eretz Yisrael, and that's what he told everyone at the meal to do. Every time we scooped up a piece of the cantaloupe, we had to have a piece of bread with it. It wasn't as geschmack as eating without the bread, but that's what he said you needed to do to get out of the Suffolk brachos. All right. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this all might be still only if it is somewhat there to support the bread. But if it's something that's entirely there just like as a dessert type thing, so then even if you eat it with bread, that won't help you. So therefore, if you're having fruit for dessert, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, you would need to make a bracha on the fruit. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Nachronim, who say that it's best to be careful that whenever fruit is brought to you, that you really should make a bracha on it first. So there's different opinions in the poskim what to do. But the majority of poskim end up saying that you wouldn't make a bracha on the appetizer of the fruit. Rather, you would have to eat a piece of bread with it in order to get out of those shilas. Siv beis udvarim habayim la'achar suda konim birkas hamazon. Food which is brought to you after you finished eating the meal, but before you've benched. Shayminig meichach me'agamar shabasof ha'suda ha'yimoshchem yedeh men ha'pas. U'mesir mosav ha'kovim onsem l'echol peros lishos kol name. What they used to do in the time of the Gemara was they would remove the table that they were eating in front of them when they finished eating the bread part of the meal, and then they would bring other fruits and other things to eat after as a dessert. So then you would need to make a bracha on it. Because once you've removed the table, so then it's clear that your suda is over. So the amotzi is not going to cover any of these foods. The dinza achron eino matzah beninu, says the mechaber, this isn't shayach for us. She'ina nergin limsha chedenu min apas abirkas amazon, because we never say, no more bread for us until we're actually going to bench. It's not like we say, okay, we've finished the bread part of our meal now, and now we'll move on to the next part of our meal. So therefore, it's not really so shayach for us that this occurs. The Be'er Halacha says that at large meals, festive meals, big simchas, where they actually do this, where they remove the tables, so then some say that nowadays this would be shayach. But some say that it was only in the time of the Gemara where they would really say, we're done eating the bread. So where does this come up nowadays? So this comes up by chasanas, that a lot of times they'll move the tables in order to have the dancing. In certain halls, they need to move the tables in order to have the dancing. So the shaila is, now you aren't going to be able to sit at your table anymore. You're going to have to sit at a different table. Or they have the Viennese table, where they move the tables and then you just go out to get the dessert or something like that. So since your table is gone, does that mean that you would now need to make a new bracha on these new foods? So the poskim say that it depends why they're moving the tables. If they're moving the tables just because they need the room, so then you're not announcing, the meal is over and now we're going to have the separate part of the meal. But if they're moving the tables because they're saying your part of the meal is done and now it's time for a new part of the meal, so then maybe you would need to make a new bracha on this chelak of the meal. So that's really what the poskim discuss regarding that. So in order to get out of the shilas, what you should do is you should have in mind, when you make the hamotzi originally, this is going to cover everything that I'm going to eat. Even if we remove the tables, that's not going to end my suda. I would like to continue on.